my Sharona. We are Quick C 98.3. It is Brian and Trisha, and I feel like I'm out of breath because I can't sit still with that song. Dancing around
if
the studio.
If you don't air drum to that song, you're just not a good person.
I don't know if I'd go that far, but it's hard to sit still with that
every
one.
Dad in my age group air drums to Phil Collins in the air tonight.
Yes.
And they'll kind of just sit and wait. And it reminds me of that scene in the movie The Hangover where Mike Tyson is singing that song and he air drums and just punches one of them right in the face. Now, I don't want to punch anybody in the face, but Mike Tyson singing in the air tonight off key is absolutely glorious.
That's about the way I would sing it anyway.
Well, off me too. Key, but, me too. You know.
All right, so I was reading this this study that the University of New York researchers have found that reading, you know, if you're a reader, whether a big reader or you just read a little bit, reading traditional printed books outdoors is actually better for your eyes than reading a book indoors.
I saw that.
Because outdoor lighting improves contrast levels, makes it easier to see the letters on the page. And unlike, you know, sitting inside when it's kind of, you know, a little darker and you need reading glasses to, like, maybe I would feel less impaired by my eyes if I sat outside.
I will tell you, God's light is better than the bulbs you can buy.
Absolutely. It's natural and he knows what he's doing.
Yeah, he kind of had a whole plan when he put that together.
Yeah, but, you know, they recommend sitting outside and reading your books outside. But right now is probably not the best time to go sit outside and read because it's cold. So
and
maybe
it's overcast.
Maybe. Yeah, true. Where's the sun? Maybe just sit next to your window.
Take a flashlight with you if you're going to go outside and read today.
I actually got a book light because I've been reading a lot lately. Uh-huh. I mean, actually, the last... Well, a couple years, I go through phases, and so I'll do the puzzle for a little while, and then I'll read. But I don't like to have the actual lights on in the living room, necessarily. I like to have the natural light. I like the windows open, you know, or the curtains open. But depending on the time of day, my eyes need a little help, because my eyes are not as young as they used to be.
And really?
So, yeah, so instead of getting reading glasses out, I decided to get a book light. And so now I have a little book light next to it, but it's still not as good as the natural light. So.
I just need glasses for reading and doing stuff on, like, computer. I don't need them for television or driving. I don't really wear my glasses, really, other than here at work or if I'm doing something at home, like reading or doing something like that.
Oh, I definitely need glasses. I've needed them since fourth grade. They've been a necessity.
I didn't start wearing them until I was 41 or 42 years old. Never
well,
had glasses.
That's nice.
The rest of my body's a big steaming pile of garbage, but my eyes were really nice.